Friends, it's Morgan Snyder, and welcome back to BecomeGoodSoil.com, where we're diving into a new prayer in our Become Good Soil prayer collection. I wonder if you've had the personal experience or if you've noticed a pattern of people going into a church on Sunday morning and there's energized worship, crying out on, "We trust in you, God. We hope in you, God. Our hearts are in you, God." But you or other people there are coming in tired, coming in beat up, coming in with a sense of disorientation and with a sense of need, and how difficult it can be to just open your heart to worship God, to cry out to God, to communicate in song your confidence and your hope and your life and your joy in God when the tank is empty. I'm reminded what Jonathan Helser has taught me so much, that worship is a response of our soul to God's divine affection, to God's initiative, to God's pursuit. And so often we put the cart before the horse because it's us that first need to be filled before we can cry out in celebration and confidence back and with our God. And friends, this is the great hope of the gospel, is that it isn't up to us, that our will is never enough. It begins with our consent, and from consent, there's an actual activity in the heavens. There's an actual movement of power, of the love and life of God to come first to us. If we turn the handle on the door, as the invitation lays out in Revelation 3:20, then God will come. God will come in his power. He's perfectly capable. He will come in his love. He's perfectly abundant. He'll come in his faithfulness because he will never compromise his character and his nature to be one who is ever faithful to us. And so it's in that posture that I want to begin this prayer, just building off of Psalm 84 in this moment, before turning to adoration and celebration of our hearts in God, to pause, and to acknowledge as our breath slows just a bit, breathing in and breathing out. God, this very air that I breathe is your air. Jesus, you are the King of Kings. This is your breath. Thank you for making it available to me. Jesus, the very light by which I see on this day is the light of God. It is your light, Jesus. The Gospel of John reminds us, in you is light, and your light is the life of man. So thank you for this light that allows me to see all things. I receive this light and know that I don't see clearly, but you are apprenticing me to see ever more clearly, in alignment with the way it is that you see all things. Jesus, I receive your breath. Jesus, I receive your light. Jesus, you promise to lead us by still refreshing pools of water to quiet our souls and give us pause to drink, to eat, to be comforted, and to rest. On this moment, on this day, I receive you, God. I receive your well-being into my soul. A pure gift from you, God. You are the God of all hope. You are the ambassador of hope, and you are the bestower of hope. Your scriptures remind me in hope that hope comes from you alone, God, that the final outcome is certain, and the fullness of our inheritance is sure and lasting. And blessed is the one who finds their confidence in you. And so, God, I cry out today, God of angel armies, you find so much beauty in your people. You find so much in me. You see me, God, for who I truly am. Your people are like lovely sanctuaries of your presence. Deep within each of our souls, God, are longings, inexpressible desires and daydreams. And all of those at their depth are desires and daydreams and longings of living in union with you. God, I confess what we need most is more of us belonging to more of you, that we would find ourselves in you, clothed in you, secure in you, tucked in you, empowered by you, made safe in you, for you are our refuge. God, when I am near you, my heart and my soul find a song, they find an adoration, and there's joy that pours out of me as I draw closer to you, as I allow you to love me. You are the true source and the spring of life, and life in its abundance. O God of heaven's armies, you are my King and you are my God. Even the birds of the air, the sparrows and swallows, are welcome to build a nest among your sacred places. What pleasure fills those who live in your home and in your house? What pleasure comes to me as I open my mind, my sanctified imagination, my heart, my body, and my kingdom to receive and enjoy more of you? I am enriched, I am renewed, and I am strengthened, God, when I find you as my strength. I confess my self-reliance. I confess my self-determination. I confess my commitment to interpret when I don't have the full story on my life. God, I confess that I need more of you in this place, for you to be the strength of my heart, to make pathways that are sure, that the rubble is removed, so that the limb which is lame can be healed in me. God, even when my path winds through dark valleys of tears and sorrow, I choose to dig deep, to find a pleasant pool. God, you always find a way to lead me to a stream of living water. Every stream is filled from the rains outpoured from the heavens. And in it, I grow stronger and stronger. With every step forward, the God of all gods appears before us. Hear our cry, O God of angel armies. Listen to my prayer. Turn your heart, God, to my heart. Hear my prayers spoken and unspoken. God, you wrap around my life, your presence. You are the wraparound presence, and you are my defender. In your sheer kindness and in your mercy, look upon the faces of your anointed ones, for we are your anointed ones. You bless us. You pour out oil on us, and our cup overflows, even in the midst of the circumstances in which I face. God, I confess it is better to have one day of intimacy with you than 1,000 days apart from you. I choose one day in your home and in your heart than 1,000 days apart from you. I'd rather stand at the threshold of the front of your home, ready to go in and worship than to live my life without you, God, in the most beautiful palace of a place that does not know you. For God, you are brighter than the brilliance of the sunrise. You wrap yourself around me like a shield. You are generous with your gifts. Give me eyes to see, a heart to receive the reality of the particular gifts you have already given me. And I open my hands to release that which I clench and to make room for you to bring to me a new gift. God, you remind me that those who choose to walk along the paths of integrity will never lack the one thing that we need, for you provide all things for our body, soul, and spirit, for our heart, will, and imagination. God, I receive you. I receive more of you into more of me. Jesus, your invitation is sure, that whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel of the kingdom of God will save it. For what good is it for a man to gain the world and yet forfeit his soul? God, I confess my self-saving. I confess my self-sufficiency. And I confess, God, of my arranging to make life work, to seek to save my own life, my reputation, my calendar, my bank account, my family, my relationships, my vocation. God, what would it look like to lose my life, to give to you the gift of my will being surrendered to your will, to consent to your way, your path, your leadership, and your life to infuse me ever deeper and ever greater. I belong to you, God. You are my heart's strength. You are my home, and you are the source of life everlasting. I come to you on this day with confidence that the final outcome is sure and lasting, that I can release and open my hands on every outcome that I'm holding, outcomes in relationships, outcomes in my work and life and calling, outcomes in all that you've entrusted to my care. I release the demand of certain outcome, knowing that I'm confident in your final outcome. And God, your scriptures are clear, and Galatians says the full inheritance made available to your son, Jesus Christ, is given to me as your son or your daughter. The full riches of my inheritance are sure and determined and promised in your kingdom, a moment away, coming now in part, in one day soon, in its full measure. So God, I pray that you would give me grace to release my controlling over things and people, my arranging, those things that cause me to forego generosity and choose self-reliance and self-securing, attachment and codependency. And in their place, God, I pray that I would find a deeper dwelling reality, that my inheritance is coming. We are the wealthy ones in you, and with you I am made wealthy and strong. Open my hands. Lead me in generosity. God, that I could pour out that which you are giving and giving and giving to me. You're the fountain, the eternal spring that never runs dry. My cup overflows as you saturate me with living waters. Like a dry, parched sponge, I am being resaturated, re-energized, refilled, and refueled by your presence and your power. You are my breath. You are my light. You are my drink. You are my food. I choose to feast on you, God. Better is one day in you than 1,000 apart from you. I choose today. I say yes to be in you. I choose today. I say yes to be with you. I love you. Give me grace to love you more. I trust you. Give me grace to trust you more. My hope is in you. Give me grace for my hope and confidence to increase and increase and increase. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us. You can find more prayers at becomegoodsoil.com.